It's time for America's original favorite pastime. It's American Legion Baseball on your home for Northeast Kansas sports, Kansaland Radio.
Me some peanuts and Cracker Jack. I don't care if I never get back. Cause it's one, two, three strikes, you're out at the old ball game.
Tuning in to 103.9 KNZA. I'm Crit and Prophet Kirk Hillman back in studio here, part of the MSU Sports Radio Network. Continuing coverage here for Hiawatha Post 66. Again, they just fell out a loss to Marysville 7-4, a game that was suspended from last night and had to get picked up in the sixth inning just a little while ago, approximately about 40 minutes ago. They had that game and played it. Anyway, so again, that final score is 7-4. Marysville moves on to play Garnett at 1 p.m. Here, Hiawatha is now in the elimination side of the bracket against Norton. So the loser of this game is completely done. The winner of this game will move on and play at 8:30 p.m. tonight. So again, a chance to continue into the bracket. Let's go over here to the starting lineups for both these teams. Again, Norton Post 63. Here, head coach by Scott Ellis, in Hiawatha Post 66, head coach by Will Lancaster. Taking a look here at who will be representing the home team's lineup in Norton. We'll be leading it off, Colin Springer, the second baseman. Batting second, the right fielder, Jack Carter. Batting third, the shortstop, Caden Seams. Batting cleanup, Jaden Boyle, the third baseman. Batting fifth will be the pitcher, Ryan Prevo. Owen Hammond will be playing center field, and he will bat sixth. Batting seventh will be the left fielder, Tyler Stewart. Batting eighth, Carter Kendall will be catching. And batting ninth, final in the order for Norton Post 63, will be Eli Springer. He will be playing at first base. So again, for Norton Post 63, starting lineup, Springer, Carter, Seams, Boyle, Prevo, Hammond, Stewart, Kendall, and Eli Springer. For Hiawatha Post 66, their starting lineup here, starting at the top of the order for the leadoff man, Micah Oldham, the center fielder. Batting second, Cooper Jacobson, the left fielder. The DH, Lucas Lancaster, he'll bat third. Batting fourth and cleanup will be Aiden Grasswell. He'll play at first. Sagan Diller, the right fielder, will be batting fifth. Batting sixth, Michael Jensen will be at shortstop. The catcher will bat seventh in the lineup for Hiawatha, Cooper Wishrup. Batting seventh in the lineup is Braden Newell, the third baseman. And the second baseman, J.J. Lancaster, will bat ninth in the lineup. And for the flex player for Hiawatha Post 66, it'll be Gannon Becker, number 19. He will be up on the mound pitching here today. It'll be a big pitching matchup between these two teams. And Becker, let me tell you, he's a great pitcher here from Hiawatha. He's got the most pitches this season from any player. He's at 477 total pitches on the year. He's played in seven games. He has started six. He's went 24 innings, which is the most out of any player by eight, as well as he's 2-3 on this season. He has allowed 33 runs, but 18 only have been earned. 18 walks and 25 strikeouts. His ERA is 5.25. So it's going to be really an early pitching battle between these two teams. Again, Hiawatha looking at that game they literally just played and finished just moments ago. It was a great matchup against Marysville. They had the lead 4-3. They allowed three runs in the fifth inning, and they went down 6-4, allowed a solo home run shot in the sixth to add insurance there for Marysville, and then they just could not respond in the top of the seventh to tie that game. And again, so most of the bracket here figured out for the rest of the day. Marysville and Garnett setting the play at 1 o'clock later today. Iola and Colby will follow at 3:30. So those games here to follow after this matchup. And then later on 103.9 KNZA, we'll have Seneca at 6 o'clock. They will be playing the loser of the Marysville and Garnett game, and potentially may have coverage here at 8:30 bearing Hiawatha is able to come up with the victory here against Norton. We've talked about Hiawatha a lot here in this team. They've had a lot of success over the past couple of years at this state level and at this state tournament. Last year, 30-12 on the overall. They faced the state champion in the state championship. And Iola, they unfortunately fell to Iola in the state championship 10-3. However, this Hiawatha team, they dominated every team except for Iola throughout last year's tournament. They played Smith County in the second round and found a victory of 8-5. And again, they just kept on pushing and trugging along, but here they try to do it the same here today. So again, it'll be Norton that's going to be here representing the home team. So Hiawatha will bat first once again. So coming up in the order will be Oldham, Jensen, Lancaster, Grathwell. For Norton, Preville will be pitching, Kendall catching, Eli Springer at first, Springer at second, Seams at short, Boyle at third, Stewart in left, Hammond out in center, and Carter out in right, all for the Norton Post 63 lineup. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to step aside for the Legion O, and as well as the ceremonial first pitch, and then we'll come back for the first pitch of this game. Hiawatha Post 66 taking on Norton Post 63 in the Double A State Tournament here in Hiawatha, Kansas, in the elimination round.
If you're a small business owner, it's time you got some credit for everything you do. You need a partner in a bank that shares your commitment and dedication. You will find that banking partner at Union State Bank of Horton and Evers. From equipment and real estate loans to checking and savings accounts designed for small businesses, we have the tools you need to make running your own business just a little easier. Visit the MyBankUSB.com website today and you'll find the small business bank services you need. Union State Bank of Horton and Evers, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Hot days and cool nights may be comfortable, but they often bring strong storms. Make sure your growing crops are protected with hail and wind policies from Farmers Mutual Hail. Roy Fry at Kansas Insurance can explain options to help you develop the best plan. Enjoy the cool nights without the worry. Call Roy at 785-284-7611. That's 785-284-7611.
Highland Community College has been named an Opportunity College and University by the prestigious Carnegie Classifications, recognizing HCC as a national leader in student success and long-term economic outcomes. Start your journey at a college that puts your future first. Whether you're earning a degree or learning a trade, HCC delivers real results without the big price tag. Close to home, far from debt. Learn more at highlandcc.edu. Highland Community College, where opportunity begins.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back here to the MSC Sports Radio Network. Here, first pitch nearly on the way. They have a ceremonial first pitch going on right now. But again, the upcoming matchup here on 103.9, Hiawatha Post 66, Nortonville Post 63. This is an elimination game here at the Class B State Tournament down here in Hiawatha, Kansas, in Noble Park. We would also like to thank our 2025 Legion Baseball sponsors. A shout-out to Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha, locally owned and operated for 118 years. Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt, online at highlandcc.edu. Kirkwood & Company, restaurant and sports bar in Highland, open 7 days a week with great specials. C&K Service, your independent tire dealer in Sabetha. C&K, helping you get there safely. And Kime TS Trucking of Sabetha, offering great employment packages and options for truck drivers. And, of course, at the end of every contest here in Legion Baseball, we have our McDonald's in Hiawatha and Seneca player of the game. Cooper Wishop actually just won it at the conclusion of the last game, Marysville versus Hiawatha here. He had a great game with two hits, had a single, a double, an RBI. He also was able to come through with two runs to score. See what production he can get through with this game right now. He's right now set to bat seventh in the order for Hiawatha in this game. Again, elimination game here on 103.9. We'll also have guaranteed coverage at 6 o'clock with Seneca here on 103.9, so be sure to stay tuned for that later on today. Again, I'm Crittenden Prophet Kurt Kelman back in studio. We are getting ready for American Legion Baseball here to continue. Weather has gotten a little nicer this morning. The sun is really shining and peeking through, just partly cloudy, mostly clouds into the distance, getting to 80 degrees, a south-southwest wind of 4 miles per hour. It has not been a very windy tournament at all. At some points, it's been as low as 1 to 2 miles per hour here for these games. So, yeah, it's been very nice. We just saw our first home run shot in the last game, so definitely expect maybe a couple more throughout this tournament. 315 to the corners, 240s to the gaps, 340s to the gaps, and 360 down center field. That field is also finally started to get a little drier again. A big shout out to the Hiawatha community and the people who have been able to put this together as well as keep the field in check and tarp. And know it took a lot of course work and money and investment to get those tarps and to get them out on the field to have these games all prepared for this. So again, a big shout out to the community who has been able to make this all possible. So again, Norton, post 63, so the team's actually not taking the field yet right now. They're having a final meeting between the coaches before they step out on to the field. So actually, real quick, I'm going to take one last break here, and we'll get to the first pitch. We're going to take a quick 30 here on 103.9, and then we'll get to the first pitch of Hiawatha post 66, taking on Norton post 63 in our elimination game.
What are your concerns when choosing an insurance policy? This is Heath Simmer with Maximum Insurance. My obligation is to take in your exposures and process a policy to not only cover your risk, but also be competitive in premiums. Our agency represents multiple companies, which can give us the opportunity to customize a policy for all types of insurance. A brief meeting is all that's needed. Call me, Heath Simmer with Maximum Insurance at 742-4499 or visit us on the web, www.MaximumInsuranceLLC.com. Maximum Insurance, working together securing tomorrow.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Quick break. We're right back. Crit and Profit Kurt Killen back in studio. The meeting on home plate with the umpires and both teams' head coaches just concluded. Again, head coach of Norton Post 63, Scott Ellis, assistant coach Chad Boyle, and assistant coach Paul Prevost. As well as for Hiawatha Post 66, head coach Will Lancaster, assisted by Keith Erdley, Danny Siebenmorgan, and Eric Olden, and the team manager, Kurt Weldon. He's done a great job of, again, help putting this all together, as well as getting us suited and situated up here in the booth. A great spot here, by the way, at Noble Park, a great destination and ballpark here in northeast Kansas. Just a great spot here to, as well as broadcast at. And definitely to hold a state tournament. So now here, Norton Post 63 finally taking the field. The blue tops, the white lettering, as well as the white bottoms. Hiawatha sticking with the clean red tops, the blue numbers, white trim, and white pants. Again, leading off here again for Hiawatha, Micah Oldham. He had a struggling last game, hopefully to get off to a more Ryder Page in this matchup here against Norton. At one point, he was 0-for-3 in that game against Marysville. So, trying to get off good early, but Olden, man, he has been a shutdown center fielder. If any fly ball gets in that vicinity, he is like a hawk to mice trying to get down. But again, after Olden, Jensen bat second, Lucas Lancaster will bat third as the designated hitter. Lucas coming in again. And here, Aiden Grathwall will be the cleanup man. He will also be back at first place for Hiawatha Post 36. One last time, looking through the defensive lineup here for Norton. Prevo up on the bump. Kendall behind home plate catching. Eli Springer at first. Boyle at third. Seams at short. Stewart in left. Hammond out in center. Carter out in right field. As well as Elijah Springer playing second base. Well, now we start to get ready to go here. Again, getting a couple warm-up, still a couple more warm-up pitches. They're giving a couple extra here to Prevo. Norton, they fell to Garnett in the first round, 4-3. They were actually ahead, 3-2, going up into the top of the seventh inning, and then they allowed Garnett to score two runs, and unfortunately, Norton was not able to respond in the bottom and then they fell to the loss to Garnett again to the final score of 4-3. Garnett moved on. Garnett here to play after this game against Marysville. Marysville, who just beat Hiawatha, a final score of 7-4. So both teams very hungry, looking to get going. Hiawatha, of course, they just got done playing two innings against Marysville, finishing that game from last night. So they should be pretty hot and ready to go. And now, finally, here our first pitch is on the way for our elimination game. Here to Oldham, delivered no fastball and for ball one. And welcome, everybody, here to the Class B State Tournament, the AA American Legion Baseball Tournament. Next pitch, curveball off top of the zone for ball two. After Oldham, Jensen, Lancaster, and Graffwall. Oldham, rotating the bat. The green seal top. Here's the next pitch. This one sliced on in a great hit that rickets down center just off the left of the bump. And Micah Oldham finally gets that hit he's been looking for from the past 2 days. Michael Oldham, a big-time player, a great hitter. Here for Hiawatha, he bats .277 this year, nearly 900 OPS. Now Jensen up to bat, the leadoff man on, the throw's back to first. Sliding in safely is Oldham. Cooper Jensen. He was awaiting his first pitch, no gloves. Batting from the left side against the right-handed pitcher in Prevo. Here's Prevo's delivery. It's a fastball that just misses the zone, and there is no throw to second as Micah Oldham uses that speed we see in the outfield to take second on an easy steal. Now a 1-0 count on Cooper Jensen, Lancaster on the on-deck circle, and Graffwall in the hole. Prevo delivers the next pitch. A bunt is shown and is pulled back with the high fastball delivered for ball two. 2-0 count now for Cooper Jensen. Cooper Jacobson. The next one goes in for a strike. Jacobson on the 2-1. Now teetering the bat and waits the pitch. Here it is, and slices it foul off behind him. Two count now on Jacobson. Lancaster on deck, and Graffwall in the hole. Runner on second, no outs. Prime scoring position here for Hiawatha. Try and take that early lead as they bat first here in this game, the top of the first. Next pitch. Put straight back. Keep it to the 2-2. Prevo shrugging the shoulders and now taking as you walk back up to the bump. Right foot, stance on the back plate. Now he sets himself up. They look back at second. And now here's the pitch. That one just outside the zone. Kendall trying to get the frame job, but that's going to be the third ball in the count. 3-2 on Cooper Jacobson. Here's the next pitch on Jacobson. That one low and getting out. That will be for ball four. Jacobson will be able to walk, but amongst that, a wild pitch allows Oldham to take to third. So runners on first and third for Hiawatha. Lucas Lancaster, the designated hitter, now comes up to bat. The DH. 3/4 of the way up in the box. Yellow and orange wrap around the top of the black bat. Peters around the shoulder, holds off. First pitch in for ball one, but the steal by Jacobson. Second base has now been stolen back-to-back here by Hiawatha post 66 players. Oldham and Jacobson. Oldham, he now sits at third. Double play getting removed. 1-0 pitch, now in for strike. 1-1 count now for Lancaster, Graffwall on deck, and Diller in the hole. Lancaster waiting the pitch. Batting glove just on the right hand, I do believe. Well, has one on both. Next pitch, just an out. Ball two. 2-1 count. Don't choke on the bat, just an inch spacing in the bottom, and this one is put up in the air, and it's playable from the third baseman, and Boyle makes the catch. So one down, runner on second and third still here for Hiawatha Post 66. Aiden Grathwall now comes up. The first baseman here for Hiawatha Post 66 in this game. Still nearly the entire box diagonally. Rotating his stance. Now the first one straight back for strike one. Miller on deck and Michael Jensen in the hole, the shortstop. Grathwall now waiting the pitch. Lifts that front four up just a touch. Now lifts it up. Hits the pitch all the way out to center left, and it is collected. There's a tag made on third to Reilly home, and that will be a sacrifice fly for Aiden Grathwall. He'll take the productive at-bat. Your Hiawatha, Oldham comes through and scores. Jacobson was not able, though, to tag and get to third. So Jacobson stays at second. Base is cleared on first and third. Two down. Tegan Diller now up to bat. Three quarters up in the box. A bluish gray bat over the shoulder. A swing back into the netting. Now down 0-1. Revo trying to stay ahead of these batters. Yet to record a strikeout. Trying to get this final out of this top inning. Prevo delivering from the stretch, and that it will go back as well. 0-2 count now for Tegan Diller. He's going to have to protect with the runner on second. Two down. Leading the pitch. Here it goes. That one low and away for ball one. Stepping out of the box, and now back in goes Diller. The 1-2 count. Runner on second, and two down. Next pitch. This one high, swung on, and fouled again. Working a load of pitches here against Prevo. It's a tough battle between Prevo and Diller. Diller right now out of the box, taking a practice swing, steps right back in. He's got dark blue gloves on both hands. Stanced all the way to the back line of the batter's box. Even in the stance. Wiley lifts the left leg, takes ball two. 2-2 count now. Diller swinging the bat around, putting it right back over his back. Here's the next pitch. Way outside, stepping into it, but not making the swing was Diller. And he works the count full. So Diller, originally on the 0-2, he's worked three balls to his name. Now it's a 3-2 count. He's fouled off a couple of hits as well. He's worked about eight pitches or so here on this count. And that's another foul ball that's going to go straight back on the left fencing. Keep it full. Diller, Jensen on deck, Wishrup in the hole. We're at 5, 6, and 7 in the batting order here for Hiawatha. Norton Post 63 set the bat in this bottom of the inning, representing the home team. Full count for Diller. Wavering the bat over the shoulder. Prevo delivers down the middle. This one is swung on hard. Backtracking for it. Now coming forward. Now going back to his left side. And the snag by Stewart all the way out in left field. Hiawatha Post 66 will strand one on base. Left on second. One run will come through after a sacrifice fly by Aiden Grathwall. And one hit also in the inning by Cooper Jacobson. Mecca Oldham. We'll now head into the bottom of the first. It's 1-0. Hiawatha leads.
When you've formed up your project and are ready for that big pour of concrete, get it mixed right, delivered on time, and poured professionally by Midwest Ready Mix in Sabetha and Hiawatha. They're approved in two states. Midwest Ready Mix Concrete Plants can serve you now.
Since 1958, Carl's Body Shop in Hiawatha has been satisfying customers with high-quality auto body repair and restoration. Mitch Romine is an experienced third-generation auto body technician who understands what it takes to fix late model and newer vehicles. For a free estimate and a clear understanding of the process, talk to Mitch at Carl's Body Shop, 107 South 8 in Hiawatha. Call 742-3871. That's 742-3871.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back to the MSC Sports Radio Network. Crit and Profit, Kirk coming back in the studio. A thank you to all of our Legion sponsors this season. Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha, locally owned and operated for 118 years. Pilot Community College, close to home, far from that, online at highlandcc.edu. And also, of course, the NRR contest will have our McDonald's and Hiawatha and Seneca player of the game. Hiawatha takes the lead at the top of the first. They were able to get one run to come through after an RBI sacrifice fly from Aiden Grapplewall. And the inning, top of the inning ended with Taken Dillaram pop out to left field. Now Norton Post 63 has a chance to respond. It's Colin Springer here up to bat. Springer, the second baseman here for Norton, crowding the back right corner of the box, takes a hard swing on a outside chaser for strike one. Again, Gannon Becker, he's been the dominant pitcher this season for Hiawatha. He's got 25 strikeouts. That leads the team, as well as leading the team with now 478 pitches. Now 479. Next pitch, gone foul for strike two. He's also 2-3 on his record. He's given up 33 runs, which is the most on the team, but 18 have only been earned. A lot of unearned runs under his name. Next pitch, that one, the strikeout. Colin Springer goes down swinging, and it's one up and one down. Becker now at 26 pitch, or strikeouts to lead the team this season. Next pitch, high for ball one. Jack Carter, the right fielder, off the bat. Team's on deck, and Boyle in the hole, the cleanup man. Next delivery here into the corner, fastball hits for strike one. Becker definitely getting to the high 80s. Some of those pitches he can deliver. Another heater, swung on and missed. Becker staying ahead of these batters early on. We've seen lots of success from teams today and yesterday when pitchers can get going early like this. Here's the one delivery. Swung on and fouled. It'll stay 1-2 on Jack Carter. And Becker pitching, Wishtrip catching behind the plate. Grapple at first. J.J. Lancaster at second. Jensen at short. Newell at third. A swing and a miss on the chaser. Great grab by Wishrop as well, not allowing the drop to give a chance for the runner to get to first. So back-to-back Ks here by Becker. He's at 27 Ks on the season. Continuing that defensive order there for Hiawatha. Jensen out into Jacobson out in the left field, and then Oldham out in center and Diller out in right. 1-0 pitch, next one, chopped here, going to Becker. Becker picks up in front of the bump, tosses it nicely to the first base side, and three up and three down goes for Norton Post, 63, taken out the side. Here goes Becker. No runs, no hits, no errors, none left on base for Norton Post, 63. Hiawatha keeps the lead 1-0, and we head up into the top of the second.
Looking for a new career opportunity? Look no further. Cook Cabinets is hiring. They offer competitive wages and a great work environment. Come join their team and help create beautiful cabinets for their customers. Cook Cabinets looking for hardworking individuals that are eager to learn and grow. Don't miss out on this great opportunity. Apply today at cookandco.com. That's K-O-C-H-A-N-D-C-O.com. Cook & Company is an equal opportunity employer.
1974 was the year Howard Seed was formed. Today it is as strong as ever, with a different generation in charge. We still have the same goals in mind, to maximize the profitability of our customers. We sell varieties and hybrids tailored for each customer and each field. Leading technology with DeKalb corn and Asgrow soybeans. For more information, call Howard Seed. Howard Seed, proudly supporting Kansas State Athletics.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back to the MSC Sports Radio Network. Grand Prophet Kirk Hellman back in studio. Again, a thank you to our sponsors this season for American Legion Baseball here at the state tournament now. Kirkwood & Company Restaurant Sports Bar in Highland open 7 days a week with great specials. C&K Service, your independent tire dealer in Sabetha. C&K helping you get there safely. We now have to the top of the second. Hiawatha up 1-0. Michael Jensen here, six in the order, up to bat. First pitch is here to him. The curveball that winds on in for strike one. After Jensen, Wishrip up, number seventh in the order, and then eighth, Newell in the hole. Jensen on the early 0-1. Lifts his leg, hits it down center, a scoop by the shortstop off the slow roller. Does Jensen beat it out? No, he does not. Great throw by Seams to Eli Springer. Great fast and quick reaction. Cooper Wishrip now up to bat. Catcher of the day's game for Hiawatha. In his first pitch here. That one low and away for ball one. One up and one down so far on the top of the second in Hiawatha. They lead 1-0. They have the sacrifice fly from Aiden Grathwall. That scored Micah Oldham. Oldham off the game for the first time with a single. Next pitch out in the way for ball. Cooper Wishrip. The 2-0 count. Here's the next delivery. It's a high line, and that'll go for ball three. 3-0 count against Wishrip, a chance to get on base. Rito also walked the second batter in the order in the first inning, and potentially to do the same here. See if Wishrip stays patient on the 3-0, and yes, he does. That changeup was on the way above his head. Wishrip will take the 4-pitch walk. He's now on first base with one down. Newell, eighth in the batting order, coming up to bat. Lancaster, ninth on deck. And in the hole is Micah Oldham, who I mentioned had the single and the only hit so far today's game. Rito, he's already issued two walks. A hot pink gloves here for Braden Newell. Going to keep it hot with the at-bat. Peering over the shoulder, launches it over the top of the shortstop for a blooper out and left. Newell now on first, Wishrip on second. Now we've hit the bottom of the order for Hiawatha. J.J. Lancaster out of the box, and now he steps in. Chokes up closer to the front of the box, even in the stance. Slightly crouched, beating a bat over the shoulder and holds back for the first pitch. In for ball one. 1-0 count here for Lancaster. Prevo flexes the mound, takes a look back at second. Here he delivers, and that is far outside from the batter for ball two. 2-0 count now for Lancaster. Oldham waits on the on-deck circle. Here's the 2-0. Inside fastball. Chip the corner for strike one. 2-1 count. Shade slightly now covering the field. Clouds again over the sky. Next pitch fouled away. Going from the 2-0 now to 2-2. Working back-to-back strikes here on the count. on Lancaster. Prevost trying to get to K. Lancaster on the 2-2 holds off. It's a high fastball for ball three. 3-2 count. It's all full. J.J. Lancaster on the full count with a runner on second and one down. Here's the swing. It's to the shortstop. He was shifted out to the right, but he muffed it. Now Lancaster will get to first. Wishrip, he gets to third, and Wool, he gets to second. So the bases are now absolutely juiced. Micah Oldham, top of the order here. The dominant batter this season. Had a rough last game, but he's already off to a good start. He had the leadoff single. Here he's got another one. That's going out. Will it drop? No, it won't. Center fielder Hammond makes the play. Base is still loaded here. Cooper Jacobson now comes up the bat. Last time up, he was walked. He also stole second and was left stranded. Here in the top of the second, Hiawatha trying to extend the 1-0. Runners on all bases. First pitch to Jacobson. Under high, but just out of the zone for ball one. Getting in the stance. Prevost the delivery, but still just outside by a couple feet. Now here the 2-0. 2-0 count on Jacobson, but the base is loaded and two down. Next one right down Broadway. Four, strike one. 2-1 count now against Jacobson. Still with those bases loaded, no batting gloves, low choke on the bat, holding it low over the back or left shoulder for the lefty, and the lefty strikes it straight back into the fencing. 2-2 now the count. Prevost worked it from the 2-0, now the 2-2. The tied count now for the batter with a chance for the K. Here's the pitch. Rip straight back. He'll stay 2-2. After Jacobson, Lucas Lancaster sits on the on-deck circle, and Aiden Grathwall is in the hole. Hiawatha has brought up now six batters in this inning. He brought up five in the first. This one launched left side. It is infield territory. And it will stay to the 2-2 count. This is an elimination game in the Class B AA state tournament here in Hiawatha, Kansas. Winner moves on to 8:30 tonight. A throw to first and a caught stealing for the final out. J.J. Lancaster was just a couple extra feet away from the first base bag. Prevost, with the great recognition, was able to snag the out. Hiawatha leaves two on base. The at-bat will recontinue with Cooper Jacobson in the top of the third. No runs come through. It's still a 1-0 game. Hiawatha leads. We head to the bottom of the second with Norton up the bat.
When you've formed up your project and are ready for that big pour of concrete, get it mixed right, delivered on time, and poured professionally by Midwest Ready Mix in Sabetha and Hiawatha. They're approved in two states. Midwest Ready Mix concrete plants can serve you now.
So what do you see in your future? Buying the perfect home with a big oak tree? Watching your child graduate from college? Or finding more time for hobbies during your retirement? Whatever your future holds, make sure you talk with a Farm Bureau Financial Services agent. Together, we'll create a plan that's right for you. Call me, Farm Bureau Agent Brian Rocky in Hiawatha at 785-742-2137. It's your future. Let's protect it.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back to the MSC Sports Radio Network. We enter the bottom of the second inning where Norton Post 63 comes up to bat. It was a 3-up and 3-down inning in the bottom of the first, the back-to-back K's, and a ground out to the pitcher. Becker has done all the work here so far defensively for Hiawatha. Again, he's a great pitcher, and here he delivers a fastball that hits the outer edge for strike one. Becker already here, continuing to stay ahead of these batters. Next pitch, that time a little out of that corner for ball one. Still trying to get that batter to chase. 1-1 count here against Boyle. A swing on a miss on a changeup. Great delivery. That's a 1-2 on Jaden Boyle. Ryan Prevo up to bat next, and Owen Hammond in the hole. A line delivery, too high and outside. The ball two. It's a 2-2 count now on Boyle. Let's see if Beckman here can bring the heat. Inside fastball, chokes up the batter, and jams it out left bow. 2-2 count. Becker, 27 strikeouts on the season, looking for 28. That one escapes the control of the hand. And that will be for ball three. The full count pitch. Here we go. A swing and a miss. Great strikeout pitch delivered by Gannon Becker. He's got 3 Ks this game. He's at 28 now on the season. Becker, he is retired 4 straight now. Norton is yet to get one on base. I am Prevo here. Bumps this one to the shortstop. Playable. A toss to first. It's out. Great play from Jensen, the grapple. On Hammond now stepping up to the plate with Stewart on deck and Kendall in the hole. 6-7-8 now in the batting order for Norton Post 63. Next pitch, inside fastball, goes for ball one. Trying to get another 3-up and 3-down inning. This one popped up, but it will go beyond the back netting. 1-1 count now for Owen Hammond, the center fielder for Norton. There's the next pitch. This one, shot, playable by the second baseman. The throw is the first. The play is made. Lancaster, the graphable, and that will put another 3-up and 3-down inning. Zeros across the board, back-to-back here for Norton as we head up into the top of the third. Hiawatha leads 1-0.
What are your concerns when choosing an insurance policy? This is Heath Simmer with Maximum Insurance. My obligation is to take in your exposures and process a policy to not only cover your risk, but also be competitive in premiums. Our agency represents multiple companies, which can give us the opportunity to customize a policy for all types of insurance. A brief meeting is all that's needed. Call me, Heath Simmer with Maximum Insurance at 742-4499 or visit us on the web, www.MaximumInsuranceLLC.com. Maximum Insurance, working together, securing tomorrow.
Since 1958, Carl's Body Shop in Hiawatha has been satisfying customers with high-quality auto body repair and restoration. Mitch Romine is an experienced third-generation auto body technician who understands what it takes to fix late model and newer vehicles. For a free estimate and a clear understanding of the process, talk to Mitch at Carl's Body Shop, 107 South 8 in Hiawatha. Call 742-3871. That's 742-3871.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back to the MSC Sports Radio Network. Hiawatha Post 66 still here with the one-run lead. It is 1-2-0. Hiawatha up to bat here in the top of the third. Cooper Jacobson taking this at bat. Lucas Lancaster on deck. Aiden Graffwell on all. 2, 3, 4 coming up here in the order for Hiawatha. Well, Dickinson, he was batting in the second inning, but unfortunately that inning ended with J.J. Lancaster getting caught stealing on first base. Here, Dickinson, it resets the count for him. was on a 2-2, but back to 0-0 for him. Revo. Betting on the mound. And now here's the deal. Fastball just under for ball one. Last time up, Jacobson again walked to first, stole second. Hiawatha posted a sixth. I actually had back-to-back steals in that first inning to take second. Next one, bunts it down the third base line. Does he have the speed? Yes, he does. Jacobson laying down the Ferris bunt. You'll see. Jacobson now on first. Lucas Lancaster now up. No outs. Leadoff man on. Second time Hiawatha has led off with a hit in this game. Collecting the look. And now delivering another bunt is showed here, but pulled straight back. But the regret there is Lancaster gets calling a strike. There was a throw back to first, trying to get the back pick, but running in safe was Jacobson. So an 0-1 count here on Lancaster with Grathwall on deck. A throw back to first. Trying to catch another Hiawatha player stealing. Jacobson's lead just about 5 foot, extending a little bit further from that base pass. And Hiawatha, they had two steals immediately. Here's the pitch. It's an inside fastball. It goes too far inside for ball one. It's a 1-1 count. Grathwall on deck. Diller in the hole. Hiawatha wanting to extend their lead. It's one right now. This one hit hard down the left line. Let's see if this one gets picked up by Stewart, and it does. Lucas Lancaster flying out to left field. Jacobson still on first. One down. Grathwall now to bat. Diller on deck. And Michael Jensen in the hole. Righty versus righty matchup here coming up. The white batting gloves for Grathwall. Add the RBI sacrifice fly for the one-run lead. Here a throw to second and getting the steal. Standing up. There's Jacobson. That is Jacobson's second time stealing second this game. He was left stranded on second back in the first inning, but a chance of just one down put him in. This one hit hard. It's laced out to center. Put right in front of Hammond. The runner comes around third. Jacobson wants to score. He does. And on the throw home, going to second base is Grathwall. Jacobson comes through for the run. Grathwall now sits on second. He gets credited with the one-out RBI single. Taken Diller now up to bat with Michael Jensen on deck. Next pitch, the inside fastball that just lurves in for a strike call. Oh, one count on Diller. A look back at second by Prevo. Now he delivers. This one also launched and diving for it just in front out in left field. It's down. Runner passes third. And that is a stand-up run-in double by Tegan Diller. Back-to-back RBI hits here for Hiawatha Post 66. That is Grathwall who just scored from second base. And back-to-back runners in scoring position on second have been scored by Hiawatha batters. Michael Jensen now in the box. Middle of the box, even in the stance. No batting gloves. Next pitch. This one high, making Jensen lean for ball one. Jensen 0-1 this game. Grinds out the shortstop in the last inning. Here we're in the top of the third. Throw back to second, and the ball gets away from the second baseman and Springer, but the shortstop quickly collects it and seams. The runner stays on second and Diller. One out, runner on second, Michael Jensen. Swaying the bat around in circles. Now looking to see if he can find something in his wheelhouse. Here, he takes the swing out in the left, and it is grabbed that time by Stewart. Stewart, he's made two plays already. This top of the third. Contact out to that part of the field. Hooper Rishrup. Now to bat with a runner on second. Iowapa, 3 of 6 with runners in scoring position, 50%. See if they can keep the trend continuing here. First pitch to Wishrup in for strike one. Wishrup was left stranded on third in the second inning. He walked to first. He shows bunt. Here it's a easy bunt up in the air. It just went perfectly, like 2 foot up off the air. And it was a snag by Kendall for the out the catcher. So that will end the top of the third inning. Hiawatha is able to do damage with 2 runs off 3 hits. You have the RBI single by Grasswell and the RBI double by Tegan Diller. Hiawatha leads 3-0. We head into the bottom of the third. Norton up to bat.
When you've formed up your project and are ready for that big pour of concrete, get it mixed right, delivered on time, and poured professionally by Midwest Ready Mix in Sabetha and Hiawatha. They're approved in 2 states. Midwest Ready Mix concrete plants can serve you now.
Looking for a new career opportunity? Look no further. Cook Cabinets is hiring. They offer competitive wages and a great work environment. Come join their team and help create beautiful cabinets for their customers. Cook Cabinets looking for hardworking individuals that are eager to learn and grow. Don't miss out on this great opportunity. Apply today at cookandco.com. That's K-O-C-H-A-N-D-C-O.com. Cook & Company is an equal opportunity employer.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back to the MSC Sports Radio Network. Our American Legion broadcasts here are sponsored by Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha, locally owned and operated for 118 years. Highland Community College, close to home, far from that, online at highlandcc.edu. Kirkwood & Company, restaurant, sports bar in Highland, open 7 days a week with great specials. And, of course, at the very end of our contest, we'll have our McDonald's in Hiawatha and Seneca player of the game. Hiawatha post 66 leads over Norton post 63, 3-0, heading into the bottom of the third. Norton's 7th, 8th, and 9th batters enter up here in the order. They have had 1, 2, 3 back-to-back innings. Becker has been extremely dominant here. First pitch swung on and fouled by Stewart for strike one. Stewart, Kendall, Springer, all here at the bottom of the order that Becker is going to face. Next pitch, outside for ball one. 1-1 count here against Stewart. Last 6 batters have been retired. Next pitch here, this one put to the third baseman. The throw is on time to first base. Great play from Newell to Grapplewall. And 7 straight batters have been retired here for Norton post 63. Terrific defense here from Hiawatha on the infield, outfield, and of course, most importantly, from the bump. Cannon Becker dominating from the mound. Carter Kendall, the catcher, now up to bat. Righty versus righty matchup. First pitch to him goes way high for ball one. Norton just trying to get their first runner on. Here's the line and the pitch. That one traps into the far corner for strike one. Great pitch and delivery from Gannon Becker. Here's the 1-1, and swung on and missed. Going back to that corner, getting the chase from Kendall, and now it's 1-2. High raise on the bat, even in the stance, and just getting a piece of it in the back right netting. 1-2 count now for Kendall as Eli Springer waits on the on-deck circle. And Colin Springer is in the hole, as that will be back up to the top of the order. Leg kick, raise, ball batted up into the air, playable from the second base position in J.J. Lancaster, and he retires the out. Eight straight batters have been put down here from Horton. Iowa defense doing excellent. Norton still trying to get their first time through the order. They have finally brought up their ninth batter with two outs in the bottom of the third inning. First pitch to Springer is just out for ball one. Becker trying to maybe get to 30 strikeouts this season with this game. Here's his next pitch. It flies just a bit outside for ball two. 2-0 count for Eli Springer with Colin Springer on deck. And in the hole, Jack Carter will head back up to the top of the order. A half-hard swing and a miss by Eli Springer. It's now a 2-1 count. Norton just needing to get their first runner on. Here's the next pitch. Swung on foul. Oh, that one just went an inch in front of the fair territory line. An incredible play. Picked up well by Wishup in the throw to Grafwell. Just a good heads-up play. It just went a foot in front of home plate to make that ball playable. So it grounds out to the catcher, which is something you very often see. So another three up and three down inning. Nine straight batters have been retired here for Norton Post 63. Hiawatha leads 3-0 heading up to the top of the fourth.
1974 was the year Howard Seed was formed. Today it is as strong as ever, with a different generation in charge. We still have the same goals in mind, to maximize the profitability of our customers. We sell varieties and hybrids tailored for each customer and each field. Leading technology with DeKalb corn and Hasgro soybeans. For more information, call Howard Seed. Howard Seed, proudly supporting Kansas State Athletics.
So what do you see in your future? Buying the perfect home with a big oak tree? Watching your child graduate from college? Or finding more time for hobbies during your retirement? Whatever your future holds, make sure you talk with a Farm Bureau Financial Services agent. Together, we'll create a plan that's right for you. Call me, Farm Bureau Agent Brian Rocky in Hiawatha at 785-742-2137. It's your future. Let's protect it.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
MSC Sports Radio Network, you join us here at the top of the fourth inning. Hiawatha Post 66 up 3-0. It's been an incredibly defensive day early on here for them. They have retired nine straight batters against Norton Post 63. Three up and three down through three straight innings. Hiawatha Post 66, they put up one run in the first, two runs in the third. Here, Brad Newell comes up to bat. He's got a 179 batting average. He's got seven hits on the season, six singles, and a double. First pitch here to him gets lifted out in the center field, and that will be for out number one. Now, J.J. Lancaster comes up to bat. His season average, 267, with an OPS of just a touch under 700. J.J. Lancaster. Last time reaching off the air, and here, first pitch to him, swung on and fouled. Steps out of the box, now he heads back in. On deck, Michael Oldham, in the hole, Cooper Jacobson. Wavering the bat over the right shoulder, righty versus righty. Here's the windup and the pitch, swung on and missed. Lancaster down on the 0-2 count. And ready for the 0-2 pitch. Here's the delivery and swung on and missed. Three pitches, and that's the K on Lancaster. Two up and two down for Hiawatha. Now we head up back to the top of the order to Micah Oldham. Prevo trying to force the first three up and three down against Hiawatha. First pitch here is low against Oldham. He's yet to get out the side. Hiawatha dominating these last three innings. Sent five to the plate in the first, six to the plate in the second, and six to the plate in the third. Next pitcher delivered a curveball that hits the zone for strike one. Bolden led this game off with a single, stole second, wild pitch progressing to third, and he was able to score off the sacrifice fly from Aiden Grapwall. Here he's on the 1-1. Rips it foul to the right side. Now it's 1-2. And now reaching the halfway point. Regulation. After this top of the fourth. Later on today, we have guaranteed coverage at 6 o'clock here on KNZA of Seneca. That team that they'll be facing, yet to be announced, we'll know that after the 1 o'clock game against Marysville and Garnett. Loser of that game will play Seneca. Pitch lifted on, and that is a blooper that falls in front of the center fielder. Just a little off to the left of him, and Oldham will have his second single of today. He is 2-for-3. Jacobson now coming up to the plate. Lucas Lancaster on deck and Grathwall in the hole. 2-3-4 up in the order here for Hiawatha post 6-6. Prevo leaned forward on the bump. Now he sets and prepares himself the dish. Here's the pitch. Low and under the bridge for ball one. Jackson, he has reached twice in this game. Walked to first in the first inning, was left stranded on second after stealing it. He came through and scored in the third. That was to extend it to a two-run lead. He was hit in from also Grapwall. Here, he's going to get another steal. Slide in. 2 seconds is Oldham. And it's his second steal of the game. Two-0 count here on Jacobson. The runner now in scoring position with two down. Trying to get at least one run in this inning and waiting on a fastball that clips the outer quarters, three-quarters edge of the zone for strike one. The 2-1 count on Jacobson. No batting gloves, low choke on the bat, wavering it behind the left shoulder for the lefty batter. Takes a swing, barrels this one down center. Will the runner go around third? Yes, he will, and it is just barely missed. What a play. Micah Oldham is safe at home. Kendall had to jump in the air for the relay, and he missed the swipe on the tag by just a couple of inches. Slide a credit card between, and you may have not have even spot the difference. But what a tremendous play, and what a hit as well from Jacobson. He was also able to get the second base off the throw. Go down as a two-out RBI single. Lancaster now up to bat. Lucas Lancaster here on the 1-0. Puts it around his shoulder. Revo delivers this one, put up high in the sky. Looks like it's playable from center field, but the high rise stretch backwards. The play is made by Hammond. That will end the fourth, top of the fourth inning here, but Hiawatha post 66 is able to at least come through with one more run to add on to the lead. It's 4-0. Hiawatha leads. Norton up to bat, looking to try to get at least one runner on for the first time in this game here in the bottom of the fourth.
When you've formed up your project and are ready for that big pour of concrete, get it mixed right, delivered on time, and poured professionally by Midwest Ready Mix in Sabetha and Hiawatha. They're approved in two states. Midwest Ready Mix concrete plants can serve you now.
We all plan to be on time, but fender benders, damaged windshields, and slick roads quickly disrupt those plans. At Shelter Insurance, our agents help design personal protection plans that work for you and help keep you on track. Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
Trust your local Shelter Insurance agents.
For a free insurance review, see Dan Lears in Hiawatha or Don Fate in Holton.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
MSC Sports Radio Network, we return to you here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Hiawatha Post 6-6 leading 4-0 here over Northern Post 63. Gannon Becker has retired the last 9 straight batters. Not a single Norton player has been able to reach base. Becker also with 3 strikeouts, the 2 Ks in the first, and the K that started off the second. Now head back up to the top of the order now, though, here for Norton Post 63 to Colin Springer. First pitch to him is a little outside of the far corner edge. 4-1. Then Crittenden Prophet Kirk Kilman back in studio, giving you this coverage here today. And almost a great snag, but a great stop and throw to first. What a play by Becker to get the out. And to put it in perspective again, the hit went straight to Becker. He snapped his glove on his left hand to the ball. He didn't catch it, but he stopped it. The ball went straight in the ground. Quick reaction, picked it up, threw it to first, played a graph wall. Great first out to start this top or bottom of the fourth. Next pitch here, a little outside for 1 against Carter. And again, Becker has just been great today in this matchup here against Norton. Next pitch, now on the outer edge, far from the batter, and it's 2. 2-0 count. Jack Carter was a part of the 2 ring-ups in the first inning. Carter batting second in the order here. He's on a 3-0 count now. Here's the 3-0 delivery, showing bunt, pulls back for 1. Well, at this point, bunt is what gets you on. A bunt is what gets you on. Norton Post 63, 10 batters have been retired straight here, and a swing and miss for Carter. It is now a full count after it being 3-0. Can Becker keep the train rolling? It is popped, and it is back straight. Keep it to the full count, 3-2. Jack Carter, back of the box, right corner, even in the stance. Quick wavering the bat, and now he takes the next pitch for 4. That is the first runner to hop on base here for Norton. After 10 straight, we're retired. The first runner gets on for Norton Post 63. Carter on first. See if maybe something can start brewing here. If you're Hiawatha, you want to put the brakes on early. First pitch to Seams goes out for 1. Seams. Last time up, grounded out to the pitcher. Becker, next pitch, getting on the chase for the first strike. 1-1 count now on Seams. Black primary color on his bat with some blue teal stripes running through the top. Next pitch, just a little bit outside the far corner. And it's 2-1. 2-1 count now against Seams. Here's the inside fastball for 2. Any chance to roll up a double play here or get the strikeout if you're Gannon Becker? Here he collects himself on the mound. He delivers. This is hit hard out in the left, and it is picked up, though, by Cooper Jacobson. Now Jaden Boyle will come up to bat. First time 4 batters have come up in an inning here for Norton Post 63. Runner on first, 2 outs. First one here hits straight to the shortstop, and it is an easy toss for the force to second. So the defensive train is still going on the rails here. Ain't no crazy train here for Hiawatha. They have kept it rolling here defensively and kept it good. 0 runs, 0 hits, no errors, and 1 left on base for Norton Post 63. Hiawatha keeps the lead by 4. 4-0 as we head up to the top of the fifth.
Thinking about surgery? Don't go to the city when top-notch care is right here in Sabetha. Patients rave about Sabetha Community Hospital, saying they're so lucky to have such a high-quality surgery team without having to travel. That's right, exceptional surgical services close to home, with the team you can trust. No travel stress, just expert care. For your next surgery, choose the quality and convenience of Sabetha Community Hospital. Call us today. Your health, our priority, right here in Sabetha.
Hi, this is Ken Glennon, Community Bank President of GN Bank. We're customer-centered, invested in our communities, and committed to providing the highest quality financial services in a friendly, personal way. Please join us for our free Community Appreciation Dinner in Holton on Friday, August 1st, in conjunction with Cruise Night. Don't miss our Community Appreciation Dinner on Friday, August 1st, from 5:30 to 7 on the Jackson County Courthouse lawn. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back to the MSC Sports Radio Network. You're locked in and tuned in to 103.9 KNZA. Hiawatha Post 66 leading 4-0 over Norton Post 63. Here we've entered the top of the fifth inning. Aiden Grathwall coming up to lead off this fifth inning. Megan Diller on deck, Michael Jensen in the hole. We also like to, again, thank our Legion Baseball sponsors this season. C&K Service, your independent tire dealer in Sabetha. C&K helping you get there safely. Time TS Trucking of Sabetha, offering great employment packages and options for truck drivers. And, of course, our McDonald's and Hiawatha and Seneca player of the game will have announced here at the end of this contest. Aiden Grathwall, here to bat. First pitch to him, rocketed straight towards the shortstop. And that missile landed in the glove of Seams. Now, Dagan Diller comes up to bat. Jensen on deck, Cooper Worship in the hole. 5-6-7 here in the order for Hiawatha. Primo still up on the mound pitching. For Norton Post 63, though he's getting up there in the pitch count. Next pitch to him. Low and away for ball one, Dagan Diller. Kendall still catching here for Norton. Eli Springer at first, Colin Springer at second, Seams at short, Boyle at third, Stewart in left, Hammond center, and Carter in right. Next pitch to Diller is low and inside for ball two. 2-0 count for Dagan Diller. Diller, he has reached once today. He's 1-for-2. He had a RBI double. He's able to score Aiden Grathwall back in the third. Next pitch to him is low and away for ball three. It's a 3-0 count now. Here, Diller leading the 3-0. Here's the pitch. That one low, scraped up in the dirt. Hits a four-pitch walk. One down, one on for Hiawatha Post 66. Hiawatha wins this game. They will continue play today at 8:30 p.m. tonight. Here, now coming up to the bat, Michael Jensen. Jensen 0-for-2. Shortstop for Hiawatha. Throw back to first. In time safely is Diller. One player has already been caught stealing here already for Hiawatha, but three steals have been snagged here also by Hiawatha. They have been very productive with the base pass. Actually, four steals, excuse me. And, well, there's another. Dagan Diller coming through and getting on second base. Here, 0-1 count. Calling a strike on Jensen from the pitch. 0-1. Look back from Prevo to second. Now he delivers. Swung on and missed for strike two. Jensen's now down the 0-2 count, but the runner is now set up in scoring position with one down. Wishrip's on deck, and Newell's in the hole. Michael Jensen batting over .270 this season and near .900 batting average. See what he can put through here. Next pitch, high. And away for ball one. See, Michael Jensen actually at 339 this season on the batting average. Had a quite good season so far, over 20 hits this year, or 11 RBIs, 20 runs scored as well. All here from Michael Jensen. Next pitch to him. Low, no way. Now a 2-2 count for Jensen. Jensen leveled in the middle of the box, both vertically and horizontally. Even posture. In the stance, lifts his left leg, takes a swing, gets a piece of the ball, but puts it back foul. Staying on the 2-2 count with a runner on second, one down. The corners are clear, but again, Ziller resides at second base. He's got a decent lead off at bag right now, covering it, shifted on the base path is Springer. Springer gets the ball thrown to him, tries to apply the tag. He gets it, but Diller is there safely. Right now the field shifted to the left side. The second baseman on the second base. Bag seems in the middle between the second and third bag. Now here a hit that rolls to the third baseman. It's thrown to first. The play is made, and Diller is able to get to third. Now Cooper Wishrip comes up to bat. He is 0-for-1, popped out to the catcher, but he has reached base once off a walk. He was left stranded on third in the second inning. Bases actually were loaded that inning as well. Fortunately, as the only inning where Hiawatha was not able to come through with a run, but here they have a chance to come through with another. First pitch to Wishrip, low and out of the far corner for ball one. Wishrip, now back in the box, swinging around the bat, now over his shoulder, a throw back to third. Just Prevo trying to relax, getting out of another situation with a runner in scoring position. Here's the pitch. That's a strike put down Broadway. And it's a 1-1 count now on Wishrip. A duel on deck and J.J. Lancaster in the hole. It's 7-8-9 batting here in the bottom of the order for Hiawatha Post 6-6. Again, we're in the top of the fifth inning. Hiawatha leading 4-0. Chance to extend to 5. This one hit. If it drops, it'll go down as a run. And yes, it does. Cooper Wishrip ripping it out to right field, dropping in front of Carter, the right fielder. And the two-out RBI single will be good for Ribby. And Tegan Diller will come through and score. Fred Newell now up to bat. Mentioned Newell batting a little under 180 this year. He's got 7 hits. Was 7 RBIs. Runner on first, 2 down. Pitch. Fouled straight back. Newell is 1-for-2 so far in this game. Had a single back in the second. Was left stranded on second base. Popped out to center field in the last inning of the fourth. He also led off the fourth inning with that pop out. Next pitch here to him, launched and drops in front of the center fielder, heading all the way to third and making the slighted effort to get there is Cooper Wishrip. So Newell gets the first, Wishrip gets the third, and now J.J. Lancaster is, oh, they actually have a pinch hitter coming in. They have Dalton Sieben Morgan. Sieben Morgan, who here is coming in for the first time in this AA state tournament. Chance to put in a run. Dalton Sieben Morgan batting 133 this year with 8 hits, 3 singles, 4 doubles, and a home run. We'll see what he can do here with this at bat. He is in the bottom of the order. We'll head back up to the top. Two outs, runners in the corners. First pitch to him upstairs for ball one. Newell on first, Wishrip on third. Prevo, even, and looking to deliver the pitch. Here it goes, a curveball that hits inside for strike one. Throw is back to third for a back pick attempt. Not there, and Wishrip's back in safely. 1-1 count on Stephen Morgan. Here, level in the bat, kind of an off angle of that right shoulder, holds back for the next pitch and gets ball two. Among that, Newell runs to second base, and on that scamper, gets the steal. It's a 2-1 count with a runner on second and third. Hiawatha a chance to extend the lead here, and rips down the left line, but just a little touch foul there for Hiawatha. In the lead now 5-0 for Post 66. Stephen Morgan has a chance to extend that to 7. Here's the pitch. Lift it up, out in the left. Walking to his left for it and making the catch is Stewart. So another inning where Hiawatha is just able to get one run to come through, but regardless, it's one run to add to the lead. 5-0, Hiawatha has it. We're going to the bottom of the fifth, Norton Post 63, up to bat next.
Kime TS of Cefeta is a local, family-owned trucking company with more than 65 years' experience. With 200 of the best drivers in the business, Kime offers the most competitive benefits in the industry with a priority of keeping all drivers safe and comfortable. Visit KimeTS.com to learn more. Kime Trucking of Cefeta. We make it happen.
When your vehicle, truck, or trailer has a problem, there's only one place that will fix it right and fast, and that's Floyd's Truck Repair. With their experienced staff along with their parts and equipment, they can fix any problem and get you back on the road in a jiffy. That's Floyd's Truck Repair at the junction of Highway 75 and 36 south of Cefeta.
Wish your vehicle look new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates for body repair, paintwork, and glass installation. No job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back to the MSC Sports Radio Network. Here we enter the bottom of the fifth. Norton Post 63, down by 5 to Hiawatha, Post 6-6. The score, 5-0. Hiawatha has scored a run in every inning but the second, one run in the first, two in the third, one in the fourth, and one in the fifth. Hiawatha has also had 11 at-bats where a runner was in scoring position. Norton Post 63 has yet to even have a batter on second base. They just had their first runner reach in the last inning in the fourth. It was Jack Carter, who earned the walk and got him, and was on a full count too as well, and he walked to first base, and that's where he was left stranded. Coming up in the order for Norton Post 63, Ryan Prevo, Owen Hammond, Tyler Stewart. That is 5, 6, and 7 coming up in the order for Norton Post 63. Hiawatha lineup, defensively still the same. Becker on the mound, Wishrip catching, Rothwell at first, J.J. Lancaster second, Jensen at short, Newell at third, Jacobson in left, Oldman center, and Diller at right. Next pitch. First one here, this bottom of the fifth inning, goes outside for ball one against Ryan Prevo. Prevo, so far, pitched 5 innings here against Hiawatha, allowing 5 runs, all which have been earned. Next pitch outside again for ball two. Next pitch again rides inside for ball three. 3-0 count on Prevo. Hammond on deck. Showing bunt takes it away, and that is going to get called for strike one. Prevo is waiting patiently there on the call. It hit the top three quarters edge of the far outside of the zone for strike one. And here strike two is delivered on the far corner. And Becker, he has done not only a great job today of being ahead of batters, but even when he gets behind, he has done a great job working back up in the count. Now here a full count on Prevo. The pitch, that one, though in the dirt. The second walk today issued by Becker. Becker, he has went so far four innings. He has allowed no hits, no runs. He has hit no batters. He has walked two and recorded three Ks. First runner comes in, Caleb Kiesewetter, number 30 for Norton on first base. First pitch is alpha ball one on Owen Hammond. Hammond, the left-handed batter, facing the right pitcher. And here's the next pitch, just out of the far quarters zone on the plate, and that is for ball two. Two, O'Callan Hammond. Next one, right just out inside. Here again, Becker on the mound, stepping back up to the bump, putting his right foot back, and getting ready in the stance. Throw back to first, trying to catch Ryan Prevost. Prevost just couple foot lead off that first base back. It's a 3-0 count here against Hammond, and that's a four-pitch walk. Well, back-to-back have walked here. This is the first time a runner has been in scoring position. I mentioned that Norton hasn't had one at any point in this game. Now they finally get one. And looks like Gannon Becker is going to have a mound visit by the infield as well as the coach. Not sure if this will be it for him. He's pitched, honestly, a gem up to this point in the game. So we'll see if the decision is to take him out of the game here. Again, there's no outs. We're in the bottom of the fifth. Runners are on first and second. It was a quick mound visit, just probably a mental check and refocus there with Becker. He's got a teammate still conversing with him. It's his first baseman teammate, and Aiden Grapplewall, just talking to him, getting his mind here refocused and collected. Again, no outs. Runners on first and second. Becker has had an incredible day-to-day from the bump, and of course, I'm sure he would like to continue. Stewart now up to bat, and his first pitch back after the timeout is right down the alley for strike one. Looking back, now glancing, and now another fastball that gets heated in and fouled straight back. And an 0-2 count now sits on Tyler Stewart. Becker, waiting for the batter to step back in the box, about halfway in the middle, the far back line. The next pitch is looking to get a chaser on the far corner, but it's called the ball. 1-2 count now on Tyler Stewart. Seventh in the batting order here for Norton. Next one delivered. That's a curveball in for a strike three. Great pitch by Becker. Becker getting his fourth strikeout of the game, number 29 of the season. Racking up the K's here against Norton. Next pitch outside against Kendall. This is Kendall's second time up. He's 0 for 1. He popped out to the second baseman and J.J. Lancaster in the second inning here. A roller down the third base side. It's throw to first. Is it on time? Yes, it is. And it's also the double play, as again, it was a force out on third. It'll go down as a 5-3 double play to get out of the inning. What a great double play there by Newell to Grapplewall. Excuse me. Now, Stephen Morgan who came in to Hageman, who's now at first base. A couple of defensive lineups that just got changed there in that bottom inning there for Hiawatha. But regardless, your Hiawatha leads 5-0 as we head up into the top of the sixth.
Hi, this is Dan Winger, store director of Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Our staff would like to invite you to visit our website at mycountrymart.com. Check out our weekly ad, download digital coupons, and sign up for our weekly email-only specials. Then come visit our store on Old Highway 75 in Sabetha. We think you'll love our friendly hometown service. Come see us at Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Good food, good experienced people.
The answer is yes, SBS. planning a wedding, festival, or big event, don't let the unexpected ruin your big day. With special event insurance from SBS Insurance, you're covered for cancellations, liability, and more, so you can focus on the celebration. Big moments deserve big protection. Call us today.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome to 103.9 KNZA. We've entered the top of the six here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Again, we thank our American Legion baseball sponsors as, again, we are in the Class B State Tournament for the AA American Legion Baseball Tournament here in Hiawatha, Kansas at Noble Park Field. Citizens Sam Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha, locally owned and operated for 118 years, as well as we thank Highland Community College close to home, far from that, on that highlandcc.edu. And always we thank our Player of the Game sponsor, McDonald's in Hiawatha and Seneca. We'll announce our Player of the Game at the very end of this contest. In Hiawatha post 6-6 and Norton post 6-3. Well, Hiawatha is coming up to bat, and it is here again top of the six. We're reset back up to the top of the lineup. It looks like there is a new pitching change in here for Norton post 6-3. It's Jaden Boyle who comes up in for Prevo. So Boyle here, he only pitches 5 innings. Through those 5 innings, he gave up 7 hits. As well, 5 runs, all which were earned in 2 walks. He did not record, he recorded just 1 singular strikeout on that stat line. But now again, it is Boyle who comes in up on the bump. But now again, Hiawatha up to bat. First pitch here from Boyle. It's to Oldham, and it's in for strike one. Good pitch delivery to the outer corner for strike one. Oldham has had a great second game here in this tournament. Next pitch, too far inside, knee-high fastball for ball one. Oldham 2-for-3, 2 singles. He scored twice. He popped out just once in the second inning. Next pitch outside for ball two. In Hiawatha, playing at their own field here in Noble Park, also used by the high school team, the Hiawatha Redhawks. Boyle delivering the next pitch. That's a bit of a change in there for strike two. And it's now a 2-2 count on Micah Oldham. Trying to put the ball on his Boyle there. He gets another one that winds its way into the zone. A strikeout on Micah Oldham. This is the second strikeout of the game here from the Hiawatha post 66 lineup. Cooper Jakes him now to bat. Lucas Lancaster on deck. First pitch here to Jacobson by Boyle is in for strike one. Boyle, man, he is off to a good start so far here. Really been able to locate and find the zone. Here's the next pitch. It's another fastball. It's just a little low. Bounces back from the catcher, and that's for ball one. Want to mention here, Norton, again, they have struggled offensively throughout this game, so even if they hold a defensive shot here at Hiawatha in this inning, they have just struggled so much on their own offensive side. Lifted out in the right field and picked up by Carter. Jacobson goes down the order. Two up and two down already. They have yet to see the side retired. Lucas Lancaster now up to bat. The designated hitter here for Hiawatha. Pitch delivered to the shortstop position, and that will be thrown to first, and the out will be recorded. So a 3-up and 3-down, top of the six. We head into the bottom. Hiawatha, though, still with the dominant lead here, 5-0 over Norton Post 63.
Berwick Oil Company, proud to serve ag producers in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri. Since 1928, when a group of farmers wanted to buy fuel at discount prices, Berwick has expanded to meet the needs of customers. Bulk deliveries available throughout the area, selling lubricants, fuel, propane, and diesel, and operating Cinex fuel and convenience stores in Sabetha, Hiawatha, and Troy, Kansas. Berwick Oil also has a distribution location in Stella and Humboldt, Nebraska, and is the area's premier oil company, offering contracts and services year-round. Contact Berwick Oil Company, where you, the customer, are the owner.
Hello, my name is Stephanie Grove, and I'm a licensed holistic health coach and nutritional counselor at Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness. My specialties include teaching our patients the importance of gut health, educating them about healthy metabolism, and inspiring them to reach their ideal weight. I enjoy working one-on-one with our patients and love tailoring individualized lifestyle plans to meet their expectations. Our consultations are free, so call Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness at 284-0088 to get started today.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back here to the MSC Sports Radio Network for Hiawatha. Still holds the lead. They have held strong this entire game. 5-0 here over Norton Post 63. Again, 5-0, Norton Post 63. They finally got two base runners on for the first time in the last inning, as well as their first runner who was in scoring position, but they were not able to bat in Ryan Prevo. In fact, a double play was made by Hiawatha, a 5-3 double play that was able to get out of that fifth inning. First pitch here, Becker to Eli Springer. There goes in for strike one. Actually, that's not Eli Springer. That is Zane Shields. So a lot of substitutions, again, have come through from Norton. They are kind of doing whatever they can here to get some runs. I mean, they have really redone their entire lineup to this point in the game. Just to see what they can figure out and do. Here, Shields hits it to the third baseman, but unfortunately, that will go down as an error. An error by Steven Morgan from Hiawatha, as he just came in at third base. And right now, the lineup for Hiawatha, it's changed also quite a bit. Becker's still on the mound, Wishrup's catching, but Hageman's at first, Newell's at second, Jensen's at short, Steven Morgan's at at third. Slow roller, infield throw to first, beating out the throw. That's a hit by Springer. And just like that, the first two batters have been able to get on in back-to-back innings here for Norton Post 63. But in the last inning, they weren't able to get much to produce off of it. See what they can do here in the much-needed bottom of the sixth. Definitely needing a couple of runs to come through here. It's the second time a runner has been in scoring position here for Norton Post 63. Here's the pitch. This touch out Scott for ball one on Jack Carter. After Carter, we'll see here, but I believe should be Seams and Boyle. A lot of substitutions, as I mentioned. And here, this one laced out the left line. It dropped in front of the left fielder and Jacobson. And everyone will progress one base path. And then an error will happen on the relay to home. But maybe a tag out can be applied. They'll get the out. So what was initially an error became a blessing in disguise to record the out that was hitting the third, or the runner that was hitting the third. That was Shields. So now Colin Springer is at third base, and Jack Carter is at first. And this might be the end here for Becker. We'll see. It's another meeting. Well, might just kind of talk things over about the situation, relax his team. They got the out, but there's runners down the corners. So obviously, you want to try to still prevent any runs to go. And, yeah, still keeping some trust here and some faith in getting Becker. And why would you not? He's been so good this entire game. He hasn't allowed a run to come through. He's got four strikeouts. He's been so dominant. Didn't allow a runner to even get on until the fourth inning. Now Caden Seams comes up to bat with Boyle on deck. Gannon taking a look back at the first base bag. Now he delivers. This one is hit hard. It's snatched, though, greatly by Steven Morgan. A line out to the third baseman. And now Jaden Boyle comes up to bat. He is 0 for 2 today. Can Gannon Becker get out of another inning with no runs given up? Here's the next pitch. This one hits straight back. Gannon Becker nearly not only almost pitched a potential complete shutout here, but even maybe almost a no-hitter, but yeah, at least he still has a chance for the shutout. And a swing, a miss, a throw to second base. It's not on time. And now they relay home. The first run will come through. Kind of a mental error there, making that throw to second with a runner on third. A great lead Springer had, and he was able to spring himself home. Now Colin Springer comes through and scores. The first run put up for Norton. Jack Carter is also on second. And Boyle here is on the 0-2 count. Pitch is high, and he doesn't swing. Now 1-2. Still have a chance to limit the damage to one. Next pitch, sliced on. Playable by the shortstop. The throw, and on time. Jensen to Hageman, and that will get out of the inning. After six innings of play, Hiawatha leads 5-1 over Norton Post 63. Hiawatha will look to add some insurance in the top of the seventh, and Norton Post 63 will look to try to come back here on KNZA.
Spring and summer mean grilling season, and if you're needing more meat in the freezer, contact Anderson Meats of Troy. They have almost immediate openings for beef and hogs, and can get any job done to put meat in your freezer in the next 30 to 60 days, all customized just the way you want it. And even if you don't need butchering and processing, Anderson Meats has their retail room open with grab-and-go cuts of beef and pork to fill your freezer. Trust the best. Anderson Meats on Last Chance Road in Troy, where taste meets tradition.
Perfection is something that businesses in every industry will try to sell you, but perfection is not attainable in this world. The team at Morrill Collision Repair works hard to research high-grade equipment and quality products in order to produce a superior repair. We maintain high standards because we want our customers to walk away with nothing less than our best. At Morrill Collision Repair, we don't claim perfection, but we do strive for excellence.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back to the MSU Sports Radio Network. Again, a thank you to our American Legion Baseball sponsors as we are in the Class B State Tournament for the Double A American Legion Baseball Tournament. Hiawatha, down here in Hiawatha, Kansas, at Noble Park. Yeah, thank you to all of our sponsors and here the people of Hiawatha who've been able to put this here together here today. First pitch in for strike one against Aiden Grapple. Score 5-1. Hiawatha leads. They are up bat in the top of the seventh. Rathwall. Next pitch. Swings on. Pops it straight back. For strike two. Again, a thank you to our sponsors, Citizens Stand Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha, locally owned and operated for 118 years. C&K Service, your independent tire dealer in Sabetha. C&K helping you get there safely. And this next pitch is strike number three. Rathwall gone down looking. Remember, we'll also have our McDonald's and Hiawatha and Seneca player of the game after this contest is concluded. The winner of this game will play at 8:30 p.m. tonight. Next delivery, that one just a touch under the zone. Four ball one on Fagan Diller. After Diller is Jensen on deck and Wistrip in the hole. After this game also, will be Marysville and Garnett. Next pitch too far inside. Ball two. After Marysville and Garnett, it'll be Iowa and Colby, but the loser of the Marysville and Garnett game will be taking on Seneca tonight at 6 o'clock, which we will also have here on 103.9 KNZA. Ripped foul off left side. Four strike one. I just heard if you bring a foul ball into the concession stand, you get a 50% coupon discount for concession food. 50 what? $50. Yep. That sounds like a pretty good deal. See, that's what you always want to have a color for, so you can have someone go collect your foul balls for those situations. Here, 2-2. Again, it's just me here, Crennan and Dirk Killen back in studio. Might have him go collect some for me. 2-2 count for Diller. It stays after the foul ball gets ripped back. And hit straight back. Diller 2-2 for Diller. Diller just taking his time here out of the box, and now he gets himself back in. He did at some point in this game, had great pants, but they've kind of turned to a more browner color after all the sliding and taking the bases. Next pitch to him goes out for ball three. Diller now in the full count. Jensen on deck in the hole, Wishrup. Hiawatha post 66-5-1 lead here in the top of the seventh, trying to extend for the insurance. Next one, fouled. A beautiful shade coverage has really hit the entire field, just kind of lightly sunny, and the wind is very much dropped to a low 2 to 4 miles per hour, just a breeze out of the south-southwest. Taking Diller on the full count. Here's the next pitch. This one, sliced on, shortstop is coming up with a slow roller, but Diller has a chance to beat it out. Yes, he does. Perfectly placed by Diller for the hit. And now Diller's on first with one down. Michael Jensen comes up to bat. Cooper, Jake Wishrup on deck, and Braden Newell in the hole. Jensen taps the bag, and rotates the bat in circles, puts it over his shoulder. Here's the pitch by Boyle. This one lifted, lined, a double play is in. Chance, and it is made. A 6-4-3 double play that Jensen grounded into to end the top of the seventh inning. So no runs, no hits, no errors, no left on base. Hiawatha has to hold on to a 4-run lead here to win this game. And through seven innings, it's 5-1. Hiawatha leads, but Norton gets one more chance to bat here in the bottom of the seventh. And remember, this is the elimination game here on KNZA.
Hi, I'm Nick Harling with UMB Bank in Sabetha, Hiawatha, and Atchison. We've all heard how the only constant is change. Good thing there's one thing your business can count on, a relationship with UMB Bank. We believe businesses of every size deserve a bank that's in it for the long haul, with access to your banker and solutions that flex with you year after year. Sure, things change, but our commitment to you does not. Visit UMB.com today. UMB Bank is member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Need mobile tire service in Northeast Kansas? Well, look no further than Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia. They've got you covered. Specializing in on-site tire repair and replacement for agricultural, over-the-road, and commercial vehicles. Whether you're in the field or on the road, our expert team at Becker Repair and Performance will get you back up and running fast. Contact Becker Repair and Performance today at 785-857-3215 or visit online at BeckerRepairAndPerformance.com for reliable, professional service. At Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia, we're here to keep you moving.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, the sun has re-shined its way onto the field, and the sun in, well, the light shining no brighter here in the eyes of Norton Post 63 as they are faced with a 4-run deficit, 5-1, the Hiawatha Post 66 in the bottom of the seventh inning. Here in the batting order, it's 5, 6, and 7. Prevo, Hammond, and Stewart all here with the game on the line. They need a tie, get into extra. They need 4 runs to tie, 5 to win. First pitch to Prevo is down for ball one. Becker looking for the complete game. Next pitch hits the zone for strike one. Becker at 4. Strikeouts on the game, 29 on the season. Can he collect 30 on the year before this one is over? Next one fouled out the right fencing, and that is for strike two. 1-2 count now on Prevo. Norton on the life support. with 3 outs to go. Next pitch. Oh, that is gone down looking by Prevo. Nice little bender in there by Becker, and that's now 30 strikeouts on the season, punched in by Gannon Becker. You can always say that Gannon always has the cannon with his arm, delivering the high, quick heat. Next one, popped out center field, playable by Oldham. And a little trickle there in the back, but he was able to make the catch. One more out to go, and Hiawatha continues the play here in the bracket tournament. Norton only one out away from heading home. It comes down here to the left fielder and Tyler Stewart. If Hiawatha wins, they will play tonight at 8:30 p.m. We'll have this coverage, 103.9 KNZA. Check swing by Stewart. Probably regrets it as it's for strike one. Stewart, in the middle of the box. Takes a swing. It gets fouled back for strike two. And Gannon Becker complete the game. We already saw one complete game today here when I was covering Seneca. Eric Wirtz going the distance. Now a chance here for Stewart. Now the grab and the throw to first. Is it the tag on first base? Yes, it is. A great stretch by Hageman, and Hiawatha will continue here in the bracket tournament. So again, later today we'll have Seneca at 6 o'clock on 103.9, and we'll also have Hiawatha at 8:30 p.m. We won't know those official matchups until later today, so again, stay tuned. We'll keep those updated there up on our website. So again, appreciate everybody here for tuning into this one. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll do the recap as well as our McDonald's and Hiawatha player of the game. Final score, Hiawatha 5, Norton Post 63-1.
Injury recovery and prevention is important to all athletes. Add in performance enhancement and more effective training, then chiropractic is a no-brainer. Did you know that nearly every professional sports team works with or has chiropractors on staff? Let Dr. Harlan at Harlan Chiropractic in Sabetha help you optimize your sports performance, decrease the likelihood of injury, and speed up injury recovery like he was able to help you. To book your first appointment or to talk about a wellness plan, call Harlan Chiropractic at 785-300-1322. Remember, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure.
Exciting changes are happening at Sabetha Auto Parts, your trusted, locally owned Napa Auto Parts dealer. Now, under new ownership, you'll find the same friendly staff ready to help and owners who will work hard to earn your business. And with 3 additional stores in their network, they can get you the parts you need the same day if they're not on the shelf. Visit Sabetha Auto Parts, 1401 Old Highway 75 in Sabetha.
What are your concerns when choosing an insurance policy? This is Heath Simmer with Maximum Insurance. My obligation is to take in your exposures and process a policy to not only cover your risk, but also be competitive in premiums. Our agency represents multiple companies, which can give us the opportunity to customize a policy for all types of insurance. A brief meeting is all that's needed. Call me, Heath Simmer with Maximum Insurance, at 742-4499 or visit us on the web, www.MaximumInsuranceLLC.com. Maximum Insurance, working together securing tomorrow.
Since 1958, Carl's Body Shop in Hiawatha has been satisfying customers with high-quality auto body repair and restoration. Mitch Romine is an experienced third-generation auto body technician who understands what it takes to fix late model and newer vehicles. For a free estimate and a clear understanding of the process, talk to Mitch at Carl's Body Shop, 107 South 8 in Hiawatha. Call 742-3871. That's 742-3871.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back to the MSC Sports Radio Network here on KNZA 103.9. Hiawatha, final score 5-1. They come victorious over Norton Post 63. So Hiawatha survives. They play tonight at 8:30. We also, before that at 6 o'clock, we'll have Seneca playing as well here on KNZA. Real quick, before we get to this recap, I'd like to give a final thank you to all of our sponsors here who have sponsored our Legion Baseball season. Citizen State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha, locally owned and operated for 118 years. Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt, online at highlandcc.edu. Kirkwood & Company, restaurant and sports bar in Highland, open 7 days a week with great specials. C&K Service, your independent tire dealer in Sabetha. C&K, helping you get there safely. KMTS Trucking of Sabetha, offering great implement packages and options for truck drivers. And, of course, our final sponsor, McDonald's in Hiawatha and Seneca, player of the game. Real quick, let me just say the player of the game, absolutely a pitching gem. Only one run given up through the entire game. One run that was earned, but again, only two walks, five strikeouts, seven innings pitched, and only one hit given up. Gannon Becker, I mean, he was just two innings off of not only having a complete game, but a complete game shutout no-hitter. And again, that is really impressive there for that young man. He's at 30 strikeouts now in this season. So again, player of the game goes for Gannon Becker. If it wasn't for him, they definitely would not have been able to make this win possible. So throughout this game is pretty much just all Hiawatha's side. They had one run put up in the first that got going after sacrifice fly from Aiden Grapple. Aiden Grapple also had the second RBI of the game. He had a one-out RBI single that scored Jacobson. That was in the third inning. And then also Grathwell came through and scored that inning as well as Tegan Ziller hit a one-out RBI double. As Hiawatha took the lead 3-0, they then took the lead 4-0 with a run put up in the fourth. Then Hiawatha put up one run in the fifth, and Norton finally got their first run up of the game in the bottom of the sixth. That was also when they got their one run and their only hit as well of the game. So again, big day, big game there for Hiawatha to keep themselves alive. That was the elimination game. So two teams have been officially eliminated from this tournament. Norton has gone home and Smith County has gone home as well. So again, Hiawatha post 66. The final tallies, 5 runs, 9 hits, 1 error, 7 left on base for Norton post 63, 1 run, 1 hit, 1 error, and 3 left on base. Hiawatha went 4 of 11 with runners in scoring position. Norton went 1 of 4. So again, for the bracket right now, the upcoming next game will be Marysville at Garnett. That will be here coming up soon. The loser of that game will play Seneca tonight at 6 o'clock p.m. We'll have that here on KNZ 103.9. Right after that game will be Iola and Colby. The loser of that game will take on Hiawatha at the following time of 8:30 p.m. tonight. So be sure to stick tuned later here on 103.9 KNZ. The MSC Sports Radio Network will have coverage of both Seneca and Hiawatha. So thank you for everybody listening here this morning. We'll recoup and be back with you later today. From Crittenden, from Kurt, thank you for listening. We'll be back here in just a couple hours.